Unit 1. Preparation for traveling. Looking for travel agent. 1. I'm looking for a good travel agent. 2. Do you happen to know one? 3. Yes, actually I do. 4. My travel agent is great. 5. I have been using her for years and wouldn't even think about using anyone else. 6. She's that good. 7. Really? Tell me more. 8. Well, for one thing, she gives great service. 9. She usually gets me the information I need the same day I ask for it. 10. And she always comes up with the lowest fares. 11. Did you know that there can be quite a difference in airfares these days? 12. All travel agents are definitely not created equal. 13. Now that's service. 14. I have never used a travel agent before. 15. She really sounds wonderful. 16. Can you give me her telephone number? 17. I'm going to call her right away. 18. Hello, is this downtown travel? 19. I'd like to get some information, please. 20. I was referred by my friend Carol Smith. 21. She is very happy with your service and says she would never use another travel service. 22. My friend and I are going on a trip this summer, but we're not sure where. 23. We're on a limited budget and we are not experienced travelers. 24. Do you have any suggestions as to where we should go? 25. In general, it's a good idea to compare travel agents. 26. Once you have decided where and when you are going, call at least 2 different agents. 27. You will quickly see which one finds the lower fare and gives the fastest service. 28. It is definitely worth the extra time. 29. Some people compare up to 3 travel agents at a time. 30. Some agents are more experienced with domestic travel, while others are better with international travel. 31. Many agencies do both equally well. 32. Most people simply ask a friend for a recommendation and follow it. 33. Just remember that all travel agents are not the same. 34. Once you have settled on one, your travel agent will appreciate your referrals. 35. Referring a friend is the highest compliment you can pay your travel agent. 36. This will help build the relationship, even if you are not a frequent traveler. 37. Why should I care about building the relationship? 38. Sometimes they have special deals that they can offer only to a few customers. 39. Making a friend of your travel agent can never hurt. 40. I have been using the same travel agent for many years and am very satisfied. 41. I like to try a different travel agent from time to time. 42. Do some travel agents specialize? 43. Most travel agents are happy to book a ticket for you anywhere in the world. 44. They don't want to limit their business in any way. 45. A few very well-established travel agents do choose to specialize. 46. Is there a simple way to find a good travel agent? 47. As in most businesses, word-of-mouth referral is often the best way. 48. I'm looking for a travel agent with lots of experience planning trips to Australia. 49.
Do you know of any travel agencies specializing in tours to the USA?
50. I want a travel agent who is familiar with the Great Pyramids of Giza. 51. Do you know of any travel agencies specializing in cruises? 52. Do you really think it matters which travel agent you use? 53. Most travel agents don't specialize in any particular market. 54. The quality of their services can vary. 55. The most important quality to look for is a service attitude. 56. Look for a travel agent who is willing to get to know you. 57. Your ideal travel agent should know what type of vacation you are looking for. 58. You can ask a potential travel agent for references from satisfied customers. 59. We are considering a cruise ship. 60. We will need a travel agent who specializes in cruises. 61. I am looking for a travel agent that has lots of experience booking cruise ships. 62. Cruises are more complicated, and there are many things to consider. 63. May I ask how many cruise ship trips have you booked? 64. How long have you been involved in the cruising industry? 65. We are looking for the best possible deal on a cruise to the Caribbean. 66. Should we be thinking about a 5 to 8 day cruise? 67. Are longer cruises generally more cost effective? 68. Can you show us a few different cruise options? 69. How many different cruise line brochures do you have? 70. Are you a cruise-only agent? 71. What is this company's cancellation policy? 72. What happens if we have to cancel? 73. How will our bags get from the airplane to the cruise ship? 74. Whose responsibility is it to transfer our baggage to the ship? 75. This travel agent seems very experienced and professional. 76. I think this agent will give us good advice. 77. Travel agents make their money from sales commissions. 78. This agent seems to be pushing this one particular package. 79. Maybe this company pays her a higher commission. 80. Should we consider planning our own cruise? 81. I bet we can find all the information we need online.